Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, I'm really excited about this next segment that we're bringing you guys. Elliot Sloan is actually making his first appearance on our show today. If that name sounds familiar, many of you know him, of course, from the group Blessed Union of Souls. We're going to talk to Elliot not only about his own success as an artist, but what it's been like for him to share what he's learned with others, especially when it comes to a brand new show that we've been hearing a lot about this year. It's Do I Have a Hit Song? We're going to talk to Elliot not only about why he decided to be able to lend his own voice to this project, but also, of course, what he hopes it tells others about the importance of originality, as well as, of course, to be able to go for their goals and dreams as well. Elliot, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks a lot, Sire.
Hey, man, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, First of all, I want to talk about, you know, the success of Blessed Union of Souls. You know, one of those groups, I think, that is definitely timeless, Elliot. You know, when you hear a song, you know, by the group, you know, it definitely takes you back to a certain time. What has it been like for you as you've been able to share your own gift of music with others? What has it been like for you to see the way that the songs you've been able to create have really taken on a life of their own?
I mean, that's one of those things that when you dream about, you know, being an artist or a musician, you know, when you dream about that stuff, you know, a lot of times your dreams are just like, oh, man, I want to put records out and go on the road. And you do that and you realize there's so much more to that, especially when you're writing your own music, how gratifying that is that, you know, you get letters and emails from, you know, all around the world of people that your songs have touched. It's just a priceless, priceless thing. I can't even begin to explain. And one of those things that, you know, you don't even think about. You know, I was really shy and in high school and pretty much throughout all school. And then I started getting into bands and I started really seeing a different side of myself that I didn't even know was there. And, you know, the first core of musicians I started hanging out with in the first couple of bands I was in, they were really, really dedicated and all shared the same vision. And it's funny. I mean, I thought everybody was like that. You know what I mean? And as the longer you're in it, you realize, wow, you know, people take this to a different degree and they love it to a different degree or whatever. But I was really fortunate enough to be around some other guys who really loved music, who really loved to practice. Our first band loved to practice because we got early on that the more you practice, the better you're just going to get. I mean, it's so simple, you know, and you just don't even think about the simplicity of it. But we used to practice. We practiced 4 or 5 hours, take a break, practice another 4 or 5 hours. And by the time we were doing our show, the show was so tight and effortless. People were just amazed, like, how are you guys so tight? And we were like, we just practiced, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, and that's pretty much during that time when I started just being around guys that loved it as much as I did, I started really honing my craft as a songwriter. And I've been on the go ever since. I've loved it ever since.
And not only have you been on the go, and I love the way that you said that because I think it's going to be a great segue for when we get into do I have a hit song, Elliot. But what, you know, not only that is you guys have not only built up the fan base, but also the respect. Has that been an important element for you as well? That you have not only your fans that love you, but other artists that respect you because of the way that you do approach music and creating music?
Well, again, it's one of those things that I didn't really think about. I didn't set out to be, quote-unquote, respected. But, again, in writing and producing our own music, it kind of comes with it, you know. And let me just say, no disrespect to artists who don't write their material. It's just a different thing. It's just the thing that I grew up on. I was a real big admirer of Prince and Queen. I used to love to read the credits on who wrote the song, who produced it, who played on it. So, yeah, just in a sense, I wanted that. You know what I mean? I wasn't looking for quote-unquote respect, but I just wanted to create my own music. You know, we have sang covers before, and that's all well and good, and nothing against that. But I knew that I had a voice. I knew that I had things in my heart, our band did, on our minds that we wanted to express, and we were very fortunate enough for it to be successful.
Exactly, and I think that is one of the great things. I was actually, when I first knew I was going to be talking with you, Elliot, I was going through some of my favorite songs, you know, by Blessed Union of Souls. One of those songs we actually are going to close out this segment with is Where We Were Before. You know, I think, you know, there are so many songs that you guys have created that now are literally a part of the soundtrack of so many people's lives. And thankfully, thanks to our partners like at Amazon.com, you know, the world is able to continue to buy your music, to share your music. You know, what has that part of the journey been like for the music you've been able to create over the years, really having new life thanks to, of course, the Internet being able to kind of bring it all together and allow people to be able to purchase it and get to know, you know, the group as a whole?
Yeah, it's been a blessing. It really has, because our genre has always been pretty much widespread, and because of, you know, partners like that, it's been able to continue. So we've done shows and where there are, you know, men and women in their 30s and 40s, and they turn their kids on to it, and their kids love it. I mean, it's another one of those things you don't predict. You just, you keep it simple as we did anyway. We kept it simple as, hey, let's write some really good songs to try to reach people's heart. And there's so many things that come with that. And, you know, you do get parents that say, you should listen to this. I know you're going to like this, son or daughter. You know what I mean? And
right.
A lot of times it happens. And, you know, messages of love and hope are timeless in itself. So that's not, you know, again, something that we ever just set out to try to do. That's what was in us. And in being able to do that, you know, the music has been able to just continue to go on and on and on, and people, I think people hear the sincerity in our music, and
yeah.
You know, I can honestly say it is sincere, you know what I mean?
Right.
I sincerely feel that way when I say I believe that love is the answer. I sincerely feel that way, you know, and the songs, the love songs that we sang, I mean, those are sincere feelings, and that comes across, and it's good to know that it's been spread across generations around the world.
Yeah, definitely. The Internet's definitely played a big part in that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome Elliot Sloan to our program. Many of you know him, of course, as part of the group Blessed Union of Souls, but he's an individual that has been able to share his passion of music with the world for quite some time now, not only with the group, but also, you know, especially now the various platforms that are out there, which leads us to this show, Do I Have a Hit Song? You know, it's been great. I had Drew Copeland on the program recently, Elliot, and we talked about, you know, what it was like for him, of course, to be a part of this as far as a host, and then the, you know, the concept of it. What was it about this show that appealed to you that made it be something you wanted to be a part of?
Well, just that in the title, Do I Have a Hit Song? And I get that so much. You know, I've worked with songwriters, singers, artists, musicians, or whatever, and the quest, the journey to try to write a hit song, I always tell people the best songs write themselves, because it's just an emotion that you're able to put down on, you know, on guitar or piano, sing it out. And, you know, I can say that, you know, sincerely from the bottom of my heart about a lot of the songs that came out of us, you know, they kind of wrote themselves. It was just the way they were expressed through us. So the thing that attracted me about this show is that that's what it's all about. It's not about how you look, where you're from, male, female. It's about, is this song going to reach and touch hearts? Does it have that quote-unquote it factor where you just hear it and then you got to hear it again and then you got to hear it again and then you're humming it? That's what attracted me about the show, because it is about the song. At the end of the day, it really is. I mean, you can, you know, do as much production as you want in the studio, and you can wear all the makeup and tattoos and piercings in the world, but at the end of the day, it's about the song.
Right.
And that's what really, just really caught my attention about it, and I immediately knew I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to find out about this show, I invite you guys to go to www.doihaveahitsong.com. It's that easy, www.doihaveahitsong.com. There you'll be able to find out about this wonderful opportunity that's being created for you guys, not only to be able to be seen and heard, but to really have your talent recognized. And on the very various platforms that are out there, but definitely using the internet. And I talked to Drew about this, Elliot, and I'll talk to you about it as well, because, you know, I noticed Blessing Unit of Souls is doing it. You're doing it personally. You're taking advantage of these social media platforms, as well as, of course, Do I Have a Hit Song? That program is doing the same thing. Has that allowed you to not only stay connected with your fans, Elliot, but also to, you know, to introduce you in many ways to, you know, to people who are just finding out about you and the group, as well as, of course, programs like this?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, again, you know, you have parents telling their kids about us, and they're like, Mom, Dad, I was 3 when that song came out. You know what I mean? And then they can go and listen and watch the videos and say, oh, wow, yeah, I have heard that. I do like that. You know, it is, you know, I've always looked at it as a positive, you know, because it's just another extension to reach people around the world without going through the hurdles of, you know, whether it be mainstream radio or television. You know, this kind of levels the platform that if your music is good, it will find its way. You know, it will find its way there, and I truly believe that. And I think that we've been able to continue to connect with people, you know, a little bit easier, a little bit faster, and it helps remind people about the things that we have already done, the songs we've already released, the tours that we've already done around the world. And I welcome it. I embrace it because, right, again, you get to reach a far more stretching amount of people. And with this show, with Do I Have a Hit Song, it's the same thing. You know, you can record your song. You got a shot to do it as good as you can. And the audience, they're the judges. I mean,
exactly.
they're able to listen right there and be able to say, oh, yeah, I like this song, I like that song, you know, without any type of bias or prejudice. It just, does the song move me? At the end of the day, does the song move me? To me, that's what a hit song is. Does it move me? Does it make me want to, you know, play it again and hear it again and hear it again and buy this record? I have to have it, you know. And that's what I love about it. It's a level playing field for everybody.
Elliot, you mentioned something I want to go back to, and I actually was thinking about it as you were just talking about the opportunity for those, of course, with the show. You said about yourself being a shy kid initially, I'm just curious as to, you know, when it comes to courage, because, you know, there are people, even after I had Drew on the show, I got messages from people saying, you know what, you know, I would like to do that, but, you know, I'm afraid, what if they don't like this, or what if, you know, how were you able to get over the fear aspect? Because, you know, we talk about on this show all the time how fear, I think, is one of the biggest dream killers out there, because it keeps people from going from it, going forward. What has it been like for you, and what has kind of helped you to be able to move past the fear and to go toward your goal and your dream?
Well, at the end of the day, I really just wanted it really, really bad. I mean, that overcomes everything. I mean, when people ask advice about how to make it in the record business, I mean, you can give them steps 1 through 10, 1 through 20, but there's something on that list that I can't put on the list for anybody, and that's just desire. You just have to want it, because at the end of the day, if you just want it bad enough, you'll find a way to get it. I mean, think about that with anything that you ever wanted in your life. Most of the time, I have no idea how to get it. I know I didn't. Like, I knew I wanted to be in the music business. I had no idea how I was going to do it. So every album I used to buy, I used to look at the record companies. I said, who's managing? Who's writing the song? You know what I mean? You just kind of find a way. Now, as far as my fear of being on stage and performing in front of people, everybody's story is different, but the first band I was in, I was a backup keyboard player, so I didn't have to get thrust out to the front immediately. I was a backup keyboard player, and I did background vocals, and I was perfectly fine back there. And then they were like, well, let's get Elliot to sing one of the songs, or maybe two of the songs, doing it, because I said, okay, then. So, you know, it was really baby steps for me. I didn't just jump out in front and be a front man. I got to watch from behind my keyboard player, good friends of mine, particularly Eddie Hedges, who eventually was the drummer in Blessed Union of Souls, but he was the lead singer in the first band I was in.
Wow.
And I used to look at him like, oh, my goodness, how are you doing that? How are you going there out front and interacting with people and smiling and I was perfectly happy back there, you know, behind my keyboard. But a couple of bands I got in, with the first band, The Movies, which is an R&B group, and then a second band, it was a cover band I was in, I started singing more and more songs, and I got used to it. And I got to hear how I sounded, and I got to learn my own voice. And being influenced by a lot of different artists growing up, like a lot of bands are, you know, eventually we had to come up with our own sound. What do I sound good singing? What type of music
right.
do I want to sing? And you just start building up that confidence over time. You know what I mean? You just start, and that's everything. And after a while, I just felt confident enough that what we were doing as a band, especially Junior Souls, was really, really good. So I just started like, you know what, I don't care if one person shows up or 10,000 people show up. You know, we've been rehearsing. We feel like we've got something great to offer. And at the end of the day, it was the confidence and the desire that thrust me up there. And I've been up there ever since, you know what I mean? And even as a person, though, now, I mean, again, you'd be surprised how shy I was in high school. But now, I can walk up to anybody and start a conversation. Just because I know my intentions are good, my heart is good. I feel like I have something good and honest and truthful to offer. And building self-confidence in yourself just takes you to roads that, as a person, you just never know where it's going to lead you. And that's what I really try to encourage, especially the teenagers and young kids, young people that want to get in this business. Find your own sound, gain the confidence in it. If the desire is there and you just love doing it and there's nothing else you would rather be doing and you don't have a backup plan, you will find a way to do it. And that's how it was with me. I didn't have a backup plan. There was no, well, if I don't make it in this, then I can always do this. For me personally, I would mentally be letting myself know that it's okay if I don't make it. And I didn't want it to be okay if I didn't make it. It was like, I'm going to make it, I'm going to die trying to make it. And so it was my desire and confidence that really thrust me out there and kept me there, and I've been there ever since.
And you know what? That is a great lesson. I think, you know, for people in this competition, I think, Elliot, I think also for any of us, regardless of what our, you know, individual, you know, professions might be, is the importance of making sure that we're giving our all. Because if we're giving our all, then that's definitely what we're going to get out of it. Again, everyone, Elliot Sloan is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about the passion for music he's been able to share. He's also, of course, a part of the group Blessed Union of Souls. But also what it's been like for him to be able to lend his voice and to lend his support to this new show, Do I Have a Hit Song? It's a great program that is now available. You guys can find out more information on that website, www.doihaveahitsong.com. As I mentioned earlier, if you go to the site, at the very top right, you guys will find out they're on all the social media networks. And this is also, of course, is being carried by indiemusic.tv, another great platform, I think, for artists out there. The last thing I wanted to mention with you, Elliot, and then, you know, we really appreciate your time today, is about originality. We kind of began the conversation there, because you talked about with Blessed Union of Soul, part of that success was because you guys were being the best you. You guys weren't trying to be like anybody else. You were actually trying to be the best you. Do you think that really has been the key for people entering this competition for Do I Have a Hit Song, being able to let the creative side of them side show?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's set up so that you don't have to be afraid. You know, look, everybody carries a little bit of fear. Even now, still, when I go on stage, there's a little bit of nervous excitement, like I'm going to do it, and I got confidence in what we're going to do. And, you know, there's always still a degree of nervousness. But with Do I Have a Hit Song, you know, you can take those poems that you've been writing, those melodies that you've been working on, and find your best way to record it and get it down and go, you know what, why not? I really feel good about this. You know, there's people around me that are telling me that, man, you have a great voice. Girl, you got a great voice. I love your lyrics. It gives you that chance to really, really see, you know what? Because that's, you know, we had that with the band. You know, it's like you come out of the studio and you really think you got something good. But when, you know, radio programmers, program directors, music directors, other artists kind of validate that, you kind of go, wow, yeah, I was right. You know what I mean? Not to be egotistical or anything, Right. But it's just like being able to look at anything objectively. You hear a nice song on the radio, you go, oh, man, okay, I got to give it up. That song's killer. I wish I would have wrote that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
To be able to do that to your own music and step back and go, I don't just like this because I wrote it or because I sang it. I like this because I genuinely like it. And I know there's a lot of artists out there that just can't find that niche, that can't find that way to weave through radio and television, and this show really helps create that. Even if you're not the best singer in the world, if you've got good melody and good lyrics and good emotion behind your voice, man, that's going to reach people. Somebody's going to hear that. And I tell you what, it's like, you know, a flower busting through the cracks of the sidewalk. It's going to find its way through, you know what I mean?
Right.
If it's good and it's true and it's honest, it is going to find its way. The key is you just can't give up. You just can't give up. You don't get discouraged. And I believe that this show helped present an opportunity for those who have gotten discouraged and felt like, you know what, this is never going to work. You know, no, it is going to work. Keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And this show is just another great, gigantic door to walk through and go, okay, you know what, I put my guitar away a year ago. I'm picking it back up. I'm going to really give it a shot because I really love it and I really think I had something good. And maybe there's somebody else out there that's going to hear it and validate what I really truly feel in my heart, that there is something there, and that's what really attracts me to this show. I think it's going to bring a lot of people out of the woodwork and go, you know what, I wanted to do something, I wanted people to hear it, I didn't have the platform, and now here it is. Do I have a hit song?
Do I have a hit song? That is it. And that is what you guys can now be able to help answer by going to the website, www.doihaveahitsong, and joining, of course, in the competition. The new episode is coming up in January 2015. But you guys can go ahead and go there, find out about the prizes, who's involved, who actually, you know, is participating in this. You can find all that information on the website, as well as stay connected with it through social media, again, by going to www.doihaveahitsong.com. Elliot, thank you so much for the time today. How can our listeners stay connected with you?
You can also find Blessed Union of Souls on Facebook as well, and through our website, blessedunionofsouls.net. And even my, I have a Facebook that's Elliot Sloan with one L, ELIOPSLOAN. We're not hard to find. We also have Reverb Nation, and Blessed Band is our Twitter account. So keep a lookout.
All right. Well, Elliot, thank you so much for the time. Wishing you nothing but the best into the new year and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Hey, you're more than welcome. We appreciate yours. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us here for another edition of Conversations Live. There's more Conversations Live to come for our radio audience. But for our online audience, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast of just this part of our show about 5 minutes after we go off the air. As I said, we're going to be closing out with one of my favorite songs by Blessed Union of Souls, Where We Were Before. But you guys can find the link already on social media by heading over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I actually tagged Blessed Union of Souls as well as Elliot on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find it, so you guys can go make sure you're liking the pages. And then, of course, click on that link. You can actually listen to it completely for free and even download it to your, of course, your iPhone or by iTunes as well. That you'll see the button there for that. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Here is Blessed Union of Souls with Where We Were Before. Thank you all for listening to Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
When we started it once years ago, we tried so hard to find our soul and lose the innocence that won't let go. So we cross the line and can't turn back. Happy endings never last. There's always more, the stories never told. Is this what I've been waiting for? A life for someone else? To polish all my faded dreams and put them on the shelf. Is this what I've been dreaming of? 'Cause I'm needing so much more. I'm just just trying to get back where we were before. We tried so hard for everyone, 'cause we thought we had forever and a day we never thought would end this way. With a million mornings left to come, we never cared for losing one. But it's half past my forever and I need someone to hold my hand. And yet what I've been waiting for, come and take me in, to grab a hold and take control and make me whole again. And if you need my everything, you can take it all and more. Help me to get back where we were before. Yeah, I've grown numb to something, hunger for the one thing. Take me back to where it all began. It all began. I know we've grown apart at every now and then. Where we were, just help me to get back where we were, just help me to get back where we were before.